The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, fixed penalty notices for littering are set to increase to €250 from September. That's a €100 increase as part of a crackdown on littering and illegal dumping. However, recent figures show the number of fines for littering have reduced, certainly in Dublin. For example, South Dublin County Council in 2024, just less than 400 fines compared to over 500 in 2022. For Dublin City Council, just under 300 fines in 2024 compared with over 1,000 the previous year. So, are steeper fines going to actually curtail littering? Aileen Brown, Fine Gael councillor for Charleville in County Cork, joins us. Aileen, in your neck of the woods, are there many fines given out?
Good afternoon, Shane. Just actually before I came on the line, I actually just had a look to see what were the fines for Cork County for last year. And the figures that I could find, and I could be corrected on this, was that there were 73 fines issued in 2025 versus 57 in 2024.
Yes. So not great, really, is it?
Not great, but I suppose it was a slight increase from 24 to 25. But while I do welcome an increase in the amount of the fine, I don't think it's going to actually solve the problem.
Why do you say that?
I mean, I think the people who litter in a lot of cases, you know, do it a lot of the time because they don't think they're going to get caught. So yeah, I think enforcement is probably a big part of it. And I suppose there's an element there that, you know, people don't have the same certain people don't have the same respect for their communities as other people do have. You know, it's you know, a lot of the time when you're looking at litter, it isn't just somebody dropping a street wrapper as they're walking down the street. I mean, I suppose in what we've seen as well is you know, the fly tipping, somebody driving along in their car and emptying the black rubbish bag out the window of the car. So it isn't just because there wasn't a litter bin there that they're doing it. It's because, you know, they just think, well, I'm not paying to get my waste disposed of. I just dump it. So I think until people feel that they're going to that there's either going to get caught by doing it, or they actually have instilled in them a sense of pride in their community that, you know, littering actually impacts on your community. It's not just a handy way for you to dispose of your waste.
Yeah. Am I being too cynical and too negative to suggest, I think, for a percentage of people, they'll never get to that point?
No, possibly. And I suppose another thing that needs to be looked at is, you know, the local authorities need to have some mechanism in place where they can look at people who don't pay to get their waste disposed of, you know, that aren't paying for one of the waste companies, and to actually, you know, have some mechanism that they can engage with them to figure out what are they doing with their waste. And I mean, there are some people and they're very organised and they're very well prepared, and that they, you know, they segregate their waste, they're able to dispose of it themselves by visiting the local community sites. But there's a number of people
How do you dispose of your general waste? If we didn't have a bin collection, you know, I could bring all my green bin stuff to various places. I could have a compost bin myself in the back garden, which I've had before we had a brown bin. But how do you get rid of your general waste?
Well, from speaking to somebody working in the waste trade there recently, they said if you actually do your recycling and your composting and all of those things correctly, you should actually have very, very little what they call, you know, the dirt. That should be very
it's
little
not a huge amount. Yeah, I'd put
much.
The bin out about, I don't know, once a month, I'd say at most, the black bin out. But yeah. But you still do have to get rid of it at some point.
Oh, you do have to get rid of it some way, yeah. And I mean, some people, you know, they might be doing it in conjunction maybe with a family member, a neighbour, where they're sharing a bin or sharing the costs. But I mean, if you can't prove that you have some mechanism in place that you're able to dispose of your waste, they should be, you know, that should be investigated.
Okay. Just have a listen, because our reporter Megan O'Halloran went out on the streets of Dublin today to ask people if they're aware of how much the litter fines are and do they notice the litter on the streets. Have a listen.
I don't think there's enough bins at all, especially like I get my bus on Dawson Street, and if I'm like having a cigarette or throwing a chewing gum out, I find I'm like there's nowhere to put it.
Yeah.
Other than at the Lewis stop.
Okay.
But the upper end, like towards kind of Stephen's Green shopping centre end of Dawson Street, there's nothing. So like I notice that, but then obviously you do have the urge like, oh, like I'll throw it on the ground, but I don't want to do that obviously, because I love the city, I don't want to do that. So yeah, I definitely notice it around certain streets.
If anyone was to be caught throwing a piece of chewing gum, would you know off the top of your head how much you'd be fined in that case?
Oh, it's definitely a couple of £100 or something, isn't it? Like, it's I know it's like a chunk of change, but I wouldn't know exactly the figure.
They should be fined for it. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's just
bad house drain, housekeeping, to dirty the streets. So I was taught as a kid, I'm sure they were. I mean, quite honestly, I've never seen anyone being fined for it.
And for people that are caught maybe throwing out chewing gum or cigarette butts or things like that, do you think they're aware of the fine that could be imposed on them?
I don't think people have any idea of the fine that could be imposed, but I know from the street here, the council have to, on a regular basis, spend hundreds of thousands cleaning the streets of the chewing gum that people just throw there. Every morning, I have two premises on the street here, every morning we have to sweep the street of cigarette butts. Like, it is appalling. So every single morning, we spend 15, 20 minutes of our own time sweeping the street of the butts that people have thrown the night before.
The fine is going to be increased to €250 if someone's caught on the spot. Do you think that's high enough, or should we be increasing it further?
I don't think that it's a thing. I think it's the imposing of the fine. It's one thing to say you're going to fine somebody. How many people in the last year have been actually physically fined?
Interesting views there on the streets of Dublin. Aileen Brown is still with us, Fine Gael councillor for Charleville in Cork. Aileen, somebody texting in making a good point. Unless the fine for littering is a multiple of the cost of paying for a bin collection service, it will not be a deterrent. That is a point, isn't it?
Quite possibly. I did propose at a recent meeting that instead of actually fining somebody if they're caught littering, they should actually be given community service where they're actually sent out to actually do a litter pick, to actually pick up litter. And I think until you actually, you know, impacting somebody like that, because some people, you know, the amount isn't really going to make a huge difference to a lot of people. But I think actually, you know, it's almost like publicly name and shame them.
What about that? I think that's a reasonable suggestion. What about CCTV? We have a bottle bank just to the side of Finsbury Shopping Centre where I live, and every day I go by it, there is rubbish dumped there. For some reason, some people seem to think because it's a bottle bank, it's okay to dump their rubbish. And to me, that should have CCTV there to catch people who are dumping that stuff.
Yeah, oh no, absolutely. And I mean, I know some places do have the CCTV in place, but what they actually would say, the local authority, when they actually look at the footage afterwards, people are clever. They park the car out of sight so you can't see the ridge, and they have a hood up so you can't actually see who's littering. And I suppose it's the same with, you know, before, you know, you'd be able to maybe identify people by the waste that they've dumped, by the name and address on the envelope or on the letter. But I suppose there's so few of us getting letters in the post now that a lot of the time it's very hard to identify from the waste that's being collected as to who actually was the perpetrator.
Okay, just very finally, are we a particularly dirty nation, do you think? Do we have a lack of civic responsibility? Even, I don't want to focus too much, but even what that one of the people said in the Vox there, you know, I don't want to throw it in the ground, but if there isn't a bin, I will. I mean, what's wrong with wrapping it in a tissue and putting it in your pocket until you get to a bin?
Exactly. That's what we were all told to do when we were children growing up. Like, if there wasn't a bin on every corner, you just put your litter in your pocket and you brought it home and you disposed of it there. But I suppose there are some good initiatives there, and I know my own local authority here in County Cork do an anti-litter competition. So last year, 21 towns and 65 villages entered it. And over a three-week period, they're judged. Actually, someone physically comes and counts the number of pieces of litter in certain sections of the town or village and does marks awarded under the prize fund of €43,000 that's divided out between the various communities and tidy towns. And that actually, you know, makes the children invested in it. You know, it brings the whole communities together. And, you know, it's really making people, you know, being proud of the place they come from.
Okay.
And realising that, you know.
Yeah, that's a longer term solution, but it is definitely something we need to do. Aileen, thanks for talking to us today. Aileen Brown, Fine Gael councillor from Charleville in County Cork. Lots of texts coming through on this. Aidan says, let's call this waste problem as it is. The vast majority of people who dump rubbish illegally or drop waste in the road are the anti-social brigade. These people have zero respect and don't give a damn about the environment or others. Another listener says, you know what they'll do with that littering fine? Probably throw it away. A waste of time issuing it. And there's lots of texts along those lines about the paperwork being attached to non-payment of fines being a deterrent to actually issuing those fines. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman with Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.